You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio.
Well, after years of trying to reach the semifinals, our next guest is finally there. I'm talking, of course, about former defensive end Simeon Rice, who was one of the 27 semifinalists for the Hall's Class of 2018 and who has been outspoken on this program before, telling us, I think it was about a year or two ago, I know I'm a Hall of Famer. Well, now he's officially on the road to Canton because he's on the ballot. Simeon, congratulations. Welcome back, and welcome back to the country.
Thanks on both accounts.
Yeah, where did you
here, and it's good to be here.
Where did you go? You went overseas.
You should have came. I went to Abu Dhabi, I went to the Maldives, and I went to Dubai.
Wow.
A great time.
Terrific.
Really good time.
Great to have you back. We haven't spoken to you since you reached the semifinals for the first time, so I'm going to ask you, surprised, elated, what? What's your reaction?
Yeah, you know what? For my parents, for my mom and my pops that's not here anymore, it's a bittersweet in that regard. But for what it's worth, it's an honor to be, obviously it's an honor to be honored all the time. I never want to make light of that and just, but it's something that's been long awaited. It's respectable. It's something that I can appreciate, that I'm humbled by. I'm more humbled than anything, you know, for so many different reasons. I think just for the sake of having my name on the list now and, you know, and having a step forward and being recognized for something that I was able to do. I'll never forget that Rod Marinelli, my position coach, when I was playing, he says to me, now you're at the stage where you're the best in this game. Now how are you going to play off of it? What are you going to do when you're at the top? It's how you get better when you're at the top is really going to really speak for yourself. And being able to remember words like that and have moments like this, it kind of brings everything full circle. So it's amazing. And for me, starting the game many, many, many moons ago, all right, as a kid, looking back on the game now in my life and having my early invocation or introduction of watching Walter Payton play and the energy he used to play this game and how he prepared for his season and me trying to emulate that in such a way, even at my playing defensive end, it harkens back to all those moments of just the grind, of the sweat and the blood and the tears and the things that it would take one to get to a certain point in his life to be on a list like this. It's an integral part of my life, and it's a humbling moment.
So, Simeon, what do you think changed after all these years? It's not like this is your first year of eligibility. So what happened?
What happened? Like, why am I on the list? Or
to pick up a couple more sacks these last few years?
You know, I just think people are recognizing. I think the fact that my position coach, Rob Marinelli, who's now the defensive coordinator, he sent a tape in of me doing work, I think. You know, I think that changed. And he sent he made a tape of myself doing work against, you know, some of the Hall of Famers that's already in the Hall of Fame, like Jonathan Ogden and some of the greats that played when I was playing. And you know, they was able to see me dominate guys at the highest level. And maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. Maybe the pay. I don't know, fellas.
I'm happy to be here.
I don't know. the fact that I'm being recognized is the thing that's, I think that's the thing that's the most important. You know, everybody have a time, and I think this is a time that, you know, they say, okay, Simeon, we're looking at you from a serious standpoint, you know, and it's cool, you know what I mean, for whatever it's worth. And I'm trying to be as political correct as I possibly can be, but this is where my mind is now. I'm in a good, healthy space, and I think that it comes down to those practicalities. Sometimes you gotta let the things marinate, and as they marinate, things get better, and you're able to see things from a clear perspective. So I think with that clear perspective, things has changed the way that people kind of like looked at me prior to now. So now is the time where people are looking at me with a certain level of different level of clarity or a different level of appreciation for whatever that's worth.
Had you gotten to the point at all where you had sort of given up to a degree or just sort of dismissed it and said, well, you know, it's, it looks like it isn't going to happen? Or did you still have hope?
Yeah, like this, okay? So when I finished, I was on my way to being an all-time sack leader prior to my injury. Okay, so a man has to know his worth. You have to know, and that's not arrogance. You just have to know. You should know. You should know. It's a liberation in that who you were and what you were about. And I knew because I played the game. So I dominated the game like nobody ever did before. And the sack, the way they came and how I played and the energy I played with. And I remember I lived the script. So the script is was me. I remember when I came to Tampa and I was on the phone with Rich McKay, and I told Rich within a year or two we're going to win a Super Bowl, and they're going to say it was genius, like being able to bring me down to Tampa from Arizona. I remember that. And I remember hugging, we hugging at the Super Bowl as the confetti fall, and he said, wow, Simeon, you kept your word. I remember I was the guy that they were grabbing me heading towards the podium to do the I'm going to Disneyland speech. And they stopped moments and say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God, Dexter Jackson won it. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. you know what? I gotta enjoy this moment. So I'm gonna still enjoy this moment. And I'm going to enjoy it for myself and for my teammates. So I lived those moments. I lived all those moments. I sat on the sideline. I looked at in Warren Sapp's eyes once when we were on the sideline. They say, Simeon, you got to be the baddest dude ever played this position. After I had three sacks in the first quarter against New Orleans Saints, you know, to be at that time to have the most consecutive sacks or multiple sack games in a row or something like that. So I lived all these moments. I mean, moments. I lived the moments of coming to Arizona Cardinals when we were getting beat year in and year out, not making the playoff and anchoring that defense to a playoff bid for the first time and winning for the first time against the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, having one of the top defenses in Arizona before I got to Tampa. I've lived those moments. You know, I was rookie of the year in the NFL, and I say that because I've had so much success that I know what I was made of. I remember becoming an all-pro in Arizona and being on that list and having 16 and 17 and a half sacks or something that year. Those moments that I actually was a part of, those moments made me who I was in regards to football. I remember getting double-teamed and triple-teamed, and I can explain to you how that happened. You know, guys say that, but I lived it. And it still didn't stop me from averaging a double sack season throughout my career. So, you know, I was able to do it. Like I said, when I finished, I was third on the all-time list coming in terms of, you know, averaging sacks a game. You know, and before I was injured, I was number one on that list. You know, so I lived those moments, and those moments kind of led me to believe that if anybody had the career I had, they would understand it was a Hall of Fame career. So you had to be at peace as a person. You had to be at peace with the effort that you give. And if people come around to celebrate that or honor that, then that puts the cream on the top. But beyond that, regardless of how you feel about me and how this person feel about me, or Hall of Fame, you know, feel about me, I have to know for myself, truthfully speaking, in honor and as an honorable man and as an honorable player, that I was able to affect the game. I think I changed the game. I think there were rules in the game to try to prevent what I was able to do in the game. You look at that football as did it change the game to an extent? What I did changed the game. You know what I mean? What I did changed the way offensive players looked at defensive players. You know, and for me, I was able to usher in so many other players similar to me, like the Javon Curtis, who I personally was one of my personal favorites to watch, the Dwight Freenies of the world, who another player that was fun to watch, you know, the speed guys. Because when I first came in, they didn't know what I was. outside backer, a defensive end. I didn't ever forget all those things. And I was a football player, and I was able to adjust on in any realm that I was placed in and have success in. So, you know, and I was able to do it on two different teams in such a way where it led one team to win a Super Bowl, and we had one of the greatest defenses of all time. And my teammates to tell you, the guys that I played with, that, you know, I was the key cog to the Super Bowl. That when I was able to go to Tampa and do what had never been done before, and being able to revolutionize the game that in a way with the pass rush, where GMs and teams were looking for the next. And I don't know how many times I was always from Andre Wadsworth to the kid, I don't remember his name, but like Clemson that passed away a few years in the first round, were all going to be the next Simeon Rice. So while I was playing, while I was still a young player, I'm like, wait a minute, how are you going to be the next me and I'm still here? You know what I mean?
Hey, Simeon, I've got a question for you. There are only two edge rushers in this class of semifinalists. That's you and Leslie O'Neal. And both of you are first-time semifinalists. What, right. from your perspective, differentiates the two of you?
Leslie waited longer? Leslie was great, man. I was Leslie deserving of the Hall of Fame, just as I am. Leslie is great, man. Leslie, I think I set his rookie sack record. I'll never forget that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So he deserved the Hall of Fame and been deserving the Hall of Fame for years, much like myself. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have any. I think that the thing that separates us, that, you know, I mean, if you look at the game, I was able to win the Super Bowl and things of that nature. You know what I mean? If you judge winning, I was a winner. I was a champion. I think that's the thing. And I'm not sure if he was or not. You know, he probably was. He?
No, he didn't quite make it.
No.
Yeah. You know, but that doesn't determine that was he a Hall of Famer. He was still a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Again, like when I got to the NFL, I think in '96, that's the name I remember most. Setting his rookie sack record at 12 and a half sacks. I don't think I ever experienced one playoff where I just didn't flat out dominate the whole game. You know what I mean? And I mean that in a serious, against anybody and everybody. I can always take my play up a whole nother level and the timeliness of it. When I look at Diaz, that's what I miss now in watching the game.
It's
the timeliness of it. How can you take over the game when it matters the most? And that's what I could do.
Simeon, we're going to have to run, but thanks so much for the time, and best of luck with your Hall of Fame candidacy. I mean it. Thanks so much.
Fellas, thanks for having me on. Next trip, let's all do it. Fellas,
you got it. That was Hall of Fame semifinalist Simeon Rice. Up next, it's a 2-minute drill. This is the Talk of Fame Network.